Track 5, Flashback of the Week. This week's Flashback of the Week is all about Stourbridge Rugby Football Club. Stourbridge RFC was started by members of the cricket club who wanted a winter activity, and at first it was so successful that the club's name was changed to the Stourbridge Cricket and Football Club. However, within a few years, due to organisation and shortage of players, led to rugby football being ousted at Amblecote to be replaced by the rival sport association. In the early 1890s, the successful team began to disperse and there were few replacements. The club folded after four games in the 1893-94 season. There was a brief revival in 1907, and it was always a struggle to raise a team, and the club folded again after two lackluster seasons. The club was revived yet again in 1921, first at a remote ground near the Woodman Hotel, Kent, and later at an equally unsatisfactory location at Shaunhill, Pedmore, before settling on an old soccer ground at Vicarage Road, Wollaston, rented from the church. This remained their home for 43 years. The headmaster, Mr. J.E. Boyd, had introduced rugby football to King Edward's Grammar School, and although it was only played for one term, henceforth it guaranteed the club a regular supply of players and administrators. They played between 23 and 27 fixtures a season, most of them within Birmingham and the Black Country, with Hereford the furthest regular fixture. The best season was 1933-34 when, under the inspiring leadership of T.H. Harry Parkinson, only two games were lost out of a total of 25. The club reformed in 1945 after the Second World War and made steady progress on and off the field ever since. The consistent success of the first team is reflected by the fact that in only four of the 56 post-war seasons, they ended up with a losing record. Facilities have improved throughout the period, but the most significant change was the move to the present site at Staunton in 1965-6. Originally just over 11 acres, it was extended to 15 acres in 1983-4. Changes in 1976-7 saw four senior and two mini pitches, two sets of floodlights, and in 1996-7 completed an impressive 450-seater grandstand. The clubhouse and two-storey structure has been extended and regularly refurbished so that it contains a gymnasium and changing facilities at ground level and a major club room, two members' lounges and a viewing balcony above. In the last few seasons, the rugby union has rewarded the club for its enterprise and its increase in status by granting it some prestigious representative fixtures. In April 1998, England took on Ireland in the under-18s group match. It was the unusual consistency of performance that ensured that Stourbridge remained one of the leading junior clubs in the Midlands throughout the post-war era. During that period, the club has produced players who have performed at all representative levels, county, university and international. Probably the most distinguished are Bob Lloyd-Jones, Peter Shillingford and Hugh Davis. They were all grammar school lads and all three played for Stour Colts and First 15 before pursuing a first-class rugby career. Apart from five and sometimes six senior sides, Stourbridge had a comprehensive, thriving mini, junior and Colts section. With 21-year-old hooker Matthew Williams, who played for England in the 19s, who was in the Harlequins squad. When the league system was introduced in 1987, Stourbridge, after a golden era in the early and mid-80s, were put in the National Leagues. Area League North consisted of 11 teams and involved 10 fixtures a season. Stourbridge Rugby Club are the only side to remain in that league, in all its various forms, for the 14 years of its existence. Stourbridge Rugby Football Club established a reputation for open attacking play, smashing the league record for the number of tries in 1998-9, averaging well over 5 tries a game. Stourbridge RFC also have a senior ladies team who are affiliated to the RFUW and compete in National Challenge League, Midlands 2 South. In the first season of league rugby 2008-9, they finished third. Stourbridge's second team, Stourbridge Lions, plays in Midland 1 West, having been promoted from Midlands 2 West, in brackets North, as champions at the end of the 2016-17 season. Stourbridge RFC also have a minis and juniors section for children aged 16 to 18.